Welcome, and you are listening to Raider Radio on KKRN Community Radio in Round Mountain. I am Mercedes Lane, a senior at Birney Junior Senior High School. Once a month, a group of Birney High School leadership students will be updating the community on events happening in town coordinated or hosted by Birney Junior Senior High School and community, as well as offering a series of segments from students. Our first segment will be on homecoming. Last week, Birney Junior Senior High School had Homecoming Week. Homecoming Week was a big event for our school as well as our community. Students started off the week by handing out flyers to our local community members, encouraging businesses to decorate and show some green and gold spirit. Friday, we awarded a plaque to Anna's Country Kitchen for first place. All of the businesses who showed support got certificates as well. Congratulations to Anna's Country Kitchen, and thank you to all of the local businesses who helped support Birney Junior Senior High School. Birney High School also had dress-up days throughout the week to show school spirit. Monday was America Day, where we dressed in red, white, and blue to show patriotism. Tuesday was Toga Tuesday, where everyone dressed up in sheets. Wednesday was 80s Workout Day. Thursday was Classy Day. And Friday was Extreme Green and Gold Day. I talked to some of the junior high students to get their input on the dress-up days. They told me that they enjoyed Toga Tuesday because it was something they have never done before, and they enjoyed being able to show school spirit. On Wednesday, Birney High School put on their annual night rally. At the night rally, the girls got to enjoy a competitive game of Powder Puff. For the people who don't know, Powder Puff is a friendly game of flag football, but instead of the boys playing, the girls do. The freshman-senior team won against the sophomore-junior team 12-0. Congratulations to them. Friday was a big day for Birney Junior Senior High School. During the day, we had Powder Puff Volleyball, where the boys play volleyball instead of the girls. The juniors won against the senior boys, but unfortunately did not beat the staff members. At night, our football players played the Biggs Wolverines. Many students and community members joined and supported the boys. At halftime of the JV game, we announced homecoming attendance. Congratulations to Fabian Jimenez and Hannah Pearson for being the 2017 homecoming royalty. At the halftime of varsity game, we had the class floats go around the track, and they were judged. The theme of homecoming floats were eras. In fourth place, we had the sophomores. Third, we had the juniors. Second, we had the freshmen. Fourth, in first place, we had the seniors. Congratulations to all the classes. At the end of homecoming, we had also had a dance put on by the freshman class. This was very successful. Thank you to all the people who helped make the night possible. Next up, we have our segment interviewing current seniors on their senior project. Today, Alexis Bellino will be interviewing Chelsea Davis on her senior project to introduce the senior projects to the community. Welcome, guys.
Thank you, Mercedes. Thank you for having me back again for another segment. My name is Alexis Bellino, and like I said before, I'm a junior at Birney Junior Senior High School. At BHS, the seniors are in charge of completing a project that makes a positive impact on the community. This has been a big role for the seniors to accomplish because if you do not do it correctly, you could possibly fail and not have the ability to graduate. After your 20 hours of your project, you have to present a slideshow to unknown judges. Today, I'm interviewing Chelsea Davis and asking her a few questions about her project, which was also started and finished with her fellow classmate, Devin Murray. Welcome, Chelsea. Can you please fully describe your project to me so I can get an understanding of how your project was accomplished?
Okay, my name is Chelsea Davis, and Devin Murray and I coached an Intermountain Swim Club. So we had 4 meets in total that we went to in Reading, and 1 time trial, which is where they test how fast they are in the beginning of the year. We had a total of 18 swimmers, and we had practices every Monday and Wednesday and Thursdays when we didn't have swim meets.
What was the highlight of your project?
The highlight of my project was going to the swim meets and seeing how much each kid improved over the summer.
What is one thing that you would change about your project?
If I could change one thing about my project, I would go to more swim meets to see different competition and see how much more they could improve if they had more practice.
If another senior wanted to carry on this project as their senior project, what are some things you would tell them to make it easier and more fun?
I would have them advertise more. If we had advertised more, we probably would have had more swimmers, and it would have just been a lot more fun with more people, and we would have different levels of skill if we had more kids.
Thank you, Chelsea Davis, and great job on completing your project with a total of over 40 hours. At Burney High School, there have been very great ideas made on what to do for their senior projects. You can start your project your junior year. For me, a junior at the high school, I have started my senior project and plan on completing it this winter. My project is Operation Warm Winter that will be held at the Word of Life Assembly Church on December 1st, 2017. Other classmates of mine, including myself, have planned on completing our project our junior year, so we have less worries and less stress next year. Good job to all of the seniors finishing their projects, and good luck to all of those just starting. You make our community proud. Back to you, Mercedes.
Thank you, Alexis, and thank you, Chelsea. While we like to play our students' favorite songs, we also like to share the principal's choice. So for principal's pick, we will be playing Feel It Still by Portugal the Man. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Raider Radio on KKRN 88.5 FM. That was Feeling It Still by Portugal the Man. Our third segment will be with Eli Early on Heritage Day. Welcome, Eli.
Thank you, Mercedes. Hello, my name is Eli Early, and I'm currently a senior at Burney High School, also known as BHS. On October 8th, there is Heritage Day at MacArthur Burney Falls State Park. Heritage Day is an amazing day to celebrate and learn about the heritage of the area. It starts at 12 o'clock and continues until 4 o'clock. This event is put on by the Lions Club and is assisted by Leos and local Boy Scouts. This day is great for people of all ages and is very interactive. Families can make old-fashioned candles around a hot pot of wax. Children can make dolls out of pine cones and pine needles. And individuals can learn how to brand their very own round of wood. Also, there's an apple cider booth where volunteers press apples and make apple cider right in front of you. There is an area that sells food, so you do not have to bring your own lunch. While visiting for a Heritage Day, I would also recommend checking out the rest of the park to see the beauty that it offers. It is a great day of activities and fun. Again, that is 12 o'clock on October 8th. Back to you, Mercedes.
Thank you, Eli. Part of our radio show will be providing music that is popular among students of Burney Junior Senior High School. Our first song will be Attention by Charlie Puth.
Run around, throwing that dirt all on my name. Cause you knew that I'd call you up. You've been going around every party in LA. Cause you knew that I'd be at one. Oh. I know that dress is karma, perfume regret. You got me thinking about when you were mine. You're not coming home with me tonight. You just want attention. You don't want my heart. Maybe you just hate the thought of me with someone new. Yeah, you just want attention. I knew from the start. You're just making sure I'm never getting over you. Oh. You run around, throwing that dirt all on my name. Cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd call you up. Baby, now that we're right here standing face to face. You already know that you won. Whoa. I know that dress is karma. Regret, you got me thinking about when you were mine. You got me thinking about when you were mine. And now I'm all up on you. What you expect?
Attention by Charlie Puth. If you are just tuning in, I am Mercedes Lane, and you are listening to Raider Radio on KKRN Community Radio. Next, we have Cassandra Taylor talking about a current book she read.
Thank you, Mercedes. Hi, this is Cassandra Taylor, a junior at Burney Junior Senior High School. This segment, I will review a book I have previously read, The Storyteller by famous author Jodi Picoult. The story begins with a girl named Sage Singer. She's not a socially active person who works in a bakery at night just to avoid people. She lives alone to escape a reality of loneliness, bad memories, and the shadow of her mother's death. One night, after a grief support group, Joseph Weber walks into the bakery where they strike up an unlikely friendship. Everything changes on the day that Joseph confesses to a long-buried secret and asks Sage for an impossible favor. Throughout the book, Sage struggles with the moral repercussions, but potentially legal ones as well. This heart-wrenching story makes you question what lengths to which you will go in order to keep the past from dictating the future. The author does a fantastic job telling the story from many points of view. Jodi Picoult is a New York Times best-selling author and talented in making it feel like you're reading many different people's story. She is descriptive and elaborates on the key points of the story. When you read the story, you have many questions and never want to stop reading. Entertainment Weekly says, at its heart, the storyteller is about whether anyone has the right to tell someone else's secret and what the emotional cost of forgiveness truly is. Every character has a new font and a new point of view. This book grabs your attention and always leaves you with questions. I highly recommend reading The Storyteller by Jodi Picoult. Back to you, Mercedes.
Thank you, Cassandra. We wanted to bring a little Halloween spirit for October, so up next we have Monster Mash by Bobby Pickin.
In the lab late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guest included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drac's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drac's a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
If you just tuned in, that was Monster Mash by Bobby Pickin. On Raider Radio, brought to you by KKRN, featuring Raider Radio leadership students from Burney High School. Next, we have Noah Bishop on sports. Welcome, Noah.
Thank you, Mercedes. Hi, my name is Noah Bishop, and I'm a junior at Burney Junior Senior High. 3 weeks ago, the Raiders football team played the Hoopa Valley Warriors in Hoopa. This is where they secured their first win of the season. The highlights of this game were Fabian Jimenez scoring 2 touchdowns on scramblers in the second quarter. Marvin Jackson scored on a 75 kick return and a 10-yard run.
In the fourth quarter, Dante Mendoza put the game far out of reach with a 3-yard touchdown. The Lady Raiders volleyball team took home 2 wins against the Greenville Indians and the Big Valley Cardinals at the Lakeview Tournament in Oregon. Bernie served up 27 aces and 23 kills. The highlights of the weekend were Kylie Tran with 12 kills, 5 aces, 10 assists, and 4 digs. Ashley Davies had 9 kills, 5 blocks, 3 aces, and 5 digs. A few weekends ago, on September 22nd, Bernie played the Quincy Trojans and Bernie. The Raiders took a devastating loss with a score of Quincy 27 and Bernie 10. The highlights for this game was Marvin Jackson's 72 rushing yards and Noah Bishop's 18-yard touchdown catch. Dante Mendoza also had a sack and resulted in a safety. This last Friday, Bernie Raiders played Biggs for homecoming. Bernie started off with a bang, scoring a touchdown in the first few minutes, but the Wolverines bounced back and scored 3 consecutive touchdowns in the second quarter. The Raiders' defense in the second half was astonishing. The final score for varsity was Biggs 28, Raiders 12. Back to you, Mercedes.
Thank you, Noah. Thank you for tuning in to Raider Radio on KKRN 88.5, produced by Bernie High School students and KKRN. We will air the first Wednesday of every month. KKRN is supported by listeners like you and brought to you by the community. If you enjoy KKRN's programs, like Raider Radio, you can become a listener supporter by going to the website kkrn.org and clicking the donate button or mailing a check to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California. If you would like more information on KKRN Radio, you can call 530-337-1101 and like KKRN on Facebook. Talk Nation will begin at this slot next Wednesday and all the other Wednesdays of the month until the first Wednesday of November. Thank you for listening to Raider Radio, presented by the students and staff from Bernie High School. And remember to tune in to our next show on November 1st. Mercedes.
Eli.
Cassandra.
Noah.
Alexis.
Chelsea.